Today's learning from the Nisus Chaim Lutz Shushan Moshe and the Rosh Kodesh Mike Shazir Yosef Rabbi Nachman Moshe with Chasson Shlaim Chaim Moshe and Malkim and Baruch Masar Malkim and Tritzim Fegaldino and all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding Simen Reish Ayin Vav. We're starting a new Simen today. So today we switch topics momentarily. Although it's connected to candles, what we are going to switch to is really moves into the topic of Amira La'akim, of telling a guy to do something on Shabbos. Public service announcement, some things you may not be able to do after we finish this simon. Now we're just going to touch on Amir al-Akim. We're going to get much more back into Amir al-Akim much later on in this sefer, but we're going to get started on this for, I think it's only for one simon that we already talk about, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Yeah, that's what we're really. Then we're going to go back to other rules of candles, which are also negated to us. So let's get started over here. Ain a Yehudi, a guy, shehidlik es haner b'shul Yisrael, that lights a candle for a Yid. Aser lakoil, no Jew is allowed to have any anoah from this. Afilu l'mishal lehidlik b'shvilei. Now this is even the one that was not lit for. Now this is a general rule. A guy who does something for a Yid that's not allowed to be done, the Yid is not allowed to have a no Yid, not just the Yid that he did it for. No Yid is allowed to have a Hanar from that until after Shabbos, and after Shabbos giving it enough time for that, whatever it is that the person did, to have been done after Shabbos. We will see certain exceptions to the rule, Chayla, maybe Katan, or situations where you're really not having Hanar from it, or there's certain exceptions to the rule, but the general rule that we have to start off with, that when a guy does something for a Yid on Shabbos that the guy was not allowed to do for the Yid, nobody's allowed to have a no from it, not even a different Yid, not just the Yid that they didn't have to do. This is a gezerah of the Chacham, this is not a deraisa, it's a gezerah of the Chacham, so that we shouldn't come to ask the Yid guy to do stuff for me. We all know that Amir Lakim is Aser, and we have the Chachamim made the gezerah, because if you're allowed to have a no from something that the guy did, we potentially are going to come to go and ask the guy to do it. So let's see the Mishnah on the Shehidlik. As we explained, this is not just about light, it's nothing particular to do with lighting a candle. This is anything. Kol malacha sheyaseh in Yehudi, v'shabbos b'shul Yisrael, that the guy does before the Yid. The asla kol lehenes b'zeh, no person, no Yid is allowed to have a no from this. When it came to kablanis, and there also we said we start with a lot of other things. We spoke about construction and other things of what a guy is allowed to do and what is a guy not allowed to do. Aser midrabanan, says the Mishaburu, this iser of having an hour from this work is midrabanan. The imyehe mutalahanois, because if we would allow you to have an hour, what is this going to come to? Yaimulay lahadik, this is going to come to cause us to actually ask him to light a candle for us or do other malachas us. Afilu, even another yid, we're going to see later on in Shin Chaf Hei, halacha, that says that if a guy brings something from out of a tchum for a specific yid, then a different yid is allowed to have enough from him. So why is any different? L'chaira, we just said that even if he does it for one yid, it's also for every yid. So why over there are we going to say that it is different? Okay, the tchum in the Rabbanon, really the whole tchum is the Rabbanon. So this is one exception that the Mishnah Berurah tells us, that if a guy goes, of course we can't tell a guy to do it, but if a guy goes and tells and does a deraisa for another yid, so that no yid is allowed to have enough from it. But if the guy goes ahead and is over a derabanan for another yid, then a different yid, not the yid that he did it for, would be allowed to have enough. Okay, let's go back to the Rama over here. Says the Rama, "Ein chilik b'zeh ben kotzav loy schachar or loy kotzav loy." It doesn't make a difference if I made up a price with him or I didn't make up a price. Oy shasoy be kablonis. Remember, kablonis is a contract. I'm paying you fixed price for the job. Oy beschiris, or he works for me. The hoyo vayisrael nehanim malach atzam shabbos. Also, bechol inyan, since the yid is having enough from the work that the guy did, doesn't make a difference in what scenario and how it was done. You are not allowed to have anah from it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rebbein Katzav, Hei Erev Shabbos, even if I made up for him before Shabbos. The Kamash Malon, the lawyer, Mina Bin Yonenu, Ein Yehuda, I died to the Nafshe of it. Kedei Lechabo Schor HaNiksav Loi. We're going to say, really, the guy's not lighting it for me. I told the guy, if you come in and you light my candle on Shabbos, I'm going to pay you $10. So why is the guy doing it? Because he wants to make the $10. He doesn't care about me. He just wants to care about himself. So I'll die to the nafshe of it. So he's doing it for his own. Says the Ramos telling us, no, we can. That is not true. It's still considered that he did it for me. The that there we spoke about that if I hired a guy to do a job and he ended up doing it on Shabbos and he only did it because he wanted to get the job done so he can get paid, then it is not as much as a problem as if I hired him to do it on Shabbos. We're not going to go through that whole sugya. Now, Oisha, sorry, we did it with Kablonis. Who perished the Mashah Matchila, Bain Kotzov, Alzeh Ama. Bain Chakitzva Hoysa, Bekablonis, and Beschiris. Doesn't make a difference if it was Kablonis, which is more Kulodik than Schiris. As you remember, that this was a contracted price versus hiring him. Bekablonis, Mikahechish, Schoris, Tamla, Hadlakling, Neb, Eshit, Starach. Meaning that I hire him, you just hire, you light candles whenever I need it. Bekotzov Loi, Mikol, Hadlaka, Dava, Kotzov. Kotzav means I tell him I pay you a specific price for the lighting. Uschiris mikrich nice I call you I'm Kathmak. Schiris is that I'm hiring him for the whole day. Again, doesn't make it Mr. Bruce just explaining to us this that we already learned earlier, what each one of these deals are. Schiris, Kablonis, Kotzav, but it doesn't make a difference. In all these cases, you are not allowed to have anah from that work. Let's go back to the mechaber over here. Ava im hadlika litzarchai, oi litzarchai Yisrael afila im by sakana, if the guy lit the candle for his own needs, right? So I walk into a room and there's a candle burning over there that the guy lit because he wanted to read something. The light is on because the guy wanted to do something, okay? So let's assume for this conversation, this simon, we're talking about incandescent lights, right? So l'chaira, it's a deraisa, okay? Or some other situation. He lit a candle for himself, okay? But he lit it for himself. Now I come into the room, there's no issa in me having anah from it. Or if he lit the candle for a chayla, even if it's a chayla she'en by sakana, which we learned, you're allowed to tell him to do. Says there ma'a litzarech ketanim du kechayla she'en by sakana. We'll see a little bit more about this. Or if he lit it for children that are scared or something else, so he lit the candle. Then mutal chay yisrael l'shtamish l'ayrei. Then you are, there's no issa. The only issa of using the light is if it was done for a yid. But if it was done for a guy, chayla, katan, then you are allowed to do it. And it's okay. So let's pause over here. Ketanim. What is a ketanim? I mean, it's in tricham harbet. The Mishabura tells us it's not that you can just go around lighting candles for a katan or having a guy light candles for a katan. But if there's a great need, the katan is very scared or other reasons. Just to light it for candles, that's not what the Ramah is telling us. It's telling us there are cases when, for a child, we're more makel and allow a guy to light it. So we said, it's mutal l'cho yisrael de l'shaych kan gzeir shema yoyim aloy l'hadlik v'shul chayla. What is our concern? Why do we say I can't have anah from the candle? It's because we don't want to come to the position that I am going to go ahead and ask a guy to do something. However, but when he lit it for a chayla, you're allowed to ask a guy to light a candle for a chayla. So since you're allowed to, Amir al-Akam is not a problem there anyway, so why would I make a gzeira in such a case that you shouldn't be allowed to have anah from it because it might bring you to Amir al-Akam by a chayla? Amir al-Akam by a chayla is mutah. We'll see more about this when we get, like I said, when we get to the real crux of Amir al-Akam. And we said it's mutal shtamash oiloi. V'afilim makiroi, even if the guy knows you. V'loi chashin shema yarbe b'shviloi. We're not concerned that he's going to light another candle because of me. So let's say me and the guy are sitting in the room. Now I, of course, can't tell the guy to light a candle. The guy wants to read something. He lights a candle. Great, now I can read. What happens if it's the Mishabru is telling us, what happens if it's my guy who knows me, right? He knows that I also want to read. So you know what? He's going to light two candles so that I should be able to read as well. Says the Mishabru, we're not worried about that. The Ner Lech and Ner Lameo. Once you light one candle on the table, everybody's able to read around it. There's no reason for him to light an additional candle. It doesn't make a difference where the guy lit it. So the guy is in my house, and the goy lights the light for themselves. So you have a goyta in your house, and the goyta wants to wash the dishes, okay? Assuming in a case that she's allowed to wash the dishes, right? It's not a chana, she's doing it because you want to use the dishes. She turns on the light so she should be able to see the dishes better. You didn't tell her to. Now you're allowed to go in there and use that light because they didn't do anything for you. Litzarchai, the mutal. I'm sorry. That's going to be on the next part of the mechaber. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber. Okay, so far till now we were talking about a candle. Mechaber says v'hu adin lo'isa medurai litzarchai litzarchai lo. It's not only a candle, but what happens if the guy goes ahead and lights a large fire to heat the house for himself or for a chayla? So too, every a yid is allowed to have hanah from it. Yesh oisrim b'medura. There's those who say that when it comes to lighting the fireplace to heat up the house, that would not be mutter even if the guy did it for himself. Because unlike by a candle we just explained, that if me and the guy are sitting at the same table, one candle is good for him to read and it's good for me to read. It's the candle gives 360 light. There's no reason for him to light another candle. But when there's more people sitting around a medura, a larger fire, he might add on because of me, and therefore there are those who are geyser not to have enough from the medura, even if the guy lit it for himself, because we're concerned, he's there, and he lit it for himself, he lit it for the chayla, but he sees that I'm there as well, and I'm going to utilize it, he's going to light more for me, and therefore, we don't do it. Let's see the Mishabur, Litzarchai, the Mutal Chayisrael is Kamim, Afilu Makirai. So the Mechabashit is that even if he lights a fireplace for everyone, the fire pit for people to heat up around it, if he did it for himself, I'm allowed to have enough from it. Shum, the Medur Ketan, and Namas Kamim, he says, the first shita, the mechaber shita, is the first shita in the mechaber, is that regardless, multiple people can get heat up around one fire. The havik my nair, therefore it's no different than a candle. The nair le'echa, nair le'meir. Just like one candle is good for one person, is good for 100 people, so too, one fire, one medura is good for one person, is good for multiple people. Vayesh oisrim, those who say that it's not muta, svirulu, the medura gazina shema yarba. That by a badura, we are more concerned that you might be moisif because of the yid. Why? Okay. The loy dami lener, mishum, the lefi riba yanashim, shemesubin, etzlan, medura, the more people sitting around the fire, tsarach lohoisif, lahagla medura, you gotta make the fire bigger. So if you make a bonfire to roast your one hot dog, you make a small little fire. You have 50 people over there, you make a bigger fire. Same thing over here. You want to heat up around the fire. The more people, the bigger fire you're going to make. Vim hisak anihu datana litzarchai. What happens if he heats up the oven for his own use? Kulam amagnu shor yisrael likones lebeis achar. If you allow to go in, the chim lech chim lemei. So have it k'may ne'ad shari. So if you're talking about where he's lighting a fire pit or he's lighting a bonfire, so then according to the Yesh Oisrim, we have a machloikis, because Yesh Oisrim say the more people, the bigger the fire that he will make. But if he's heating up the oven that heats up the house, there's no bigger or smaller fire. You make one fire, it's a contained area. So therefore, it's like everyone agrees that you're allowed to have enough from it if he did it for himself. The concern with the Madura was the Yarba B'Shvila. V'im Yidua Sheina Makirai, Shari L'Kul Alma. Even the Yesh Oisrim who say that you are not allowed to light a fire for you're not allowed to have enough from a fire that the guy lit a Madura, a fireplace, that's only if he's my kira, if he recognizes me, he knows me. So therefore, he sees me there, he go the extra effort. He's my friend, he's going to add another log, so the fire is bigger, and therefore, I can heat up by the fire. So we're concerned about that. However, if he has no idea who I am, we just both happen to be in the same building, he's not going to go through an extra effort for a person that he doesn't know, and therefore, there's no concern you're allowed to have hanah from this fire. Okay, we'll start with the Ramaz along the Shabur on it. So we'll save that for tomorrow. Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.